Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. I am so excited to introduce to you guys Brandon Hurst. Brandon, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm so excited. Obviously, I've hyped you up quite a bit, and it's with good reason. And that is because I trust you so much with my website, but so do so many other people. Can you share a little bit of your backstory of how you got into websites and technical support and maintenance, all of the above? Dive on in.
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved working with computers and websites. Back when I was like 14, I sold my first website for like $200. And back then I was like super ecstatic about it because it's like, hey, $200. But it was just something I always really enjoyed doing. My career path kind of took a different direction for a while there, but I always still kept up to date on all the web design stuff, always wanted to keep like doing just stuff as a hobby, but still continue to do a couple websites for people here and there, and just found out that it's something I really enjoy and love to do. So I just went back to and started doing that full time. So that's something I really enjoy to do.
I love that. And one of the things that I will never forget was our experience of me hosting this virtual event. No, in-person event. We have an entire room packed with people. Mm-hmm. And suddenly someone runs up to the front of the room. I think it was like Kellyanne at that point. She says, Rachel, your entire website is down, like it's gone. And we can't log into my website, anything like that. I suddenly have to be on stage presenting and teaching. And so we went to you because you were managing our site, our technical maintenance, everything at that point. What happens in that moment when I have to go be on stage? What did you do from that point?
So, I mean, that one was a little bit tricky because the fact that it wasn't the site that I was managing, it was another site on your server that I just kind of like left and forgot about. But what happened was the whole website was hacked and it infected the entire server, which made it a little more difficult. But right away, I was able to go ahead and get rid of the virus, take care of all the malware on it and all that. And luckily, since we had your website backed up with one of my maintenance plans, it was really easy to go ahead and restore it that way. But the main thing was taking care of all that malware that was put on due to something that's completely on the other part of the server. But yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was good. It was nice.
For me, it was one of the greatest experiences because I'm sure anyone watching this, like you've had those moments where something goes wrong with your website and even minor technical difficulties can feel so frustrating in the moment. And suddenly I did not have the ability to do anything about it, which is actually a good thing because I don't think I could have figured this one out myself. But a lot of people's websites are actually sometimes exposed or vulnerable. What are some signs that somebody's website may be prone to the same issue that I had?
So, I mean, WordPress is a huge platform out there. It covers about 30% of the web for websites. So a lot of people use it. But with that being said, there's a ton of people who don't necessarily know the back end stuff, and they don't take care of like the security things and keeping everything updated. For a done for you type service, they'll keep stuff updated for you on their platform. But if you want to actually own your stuff and take care of it, then you got to make sure that the things are being updated. So as far as like the plugins and all that, there's a lot of different things out there that they'll continue to update the plugins. They'll continue to update the software to make it so those like security breaches don't happen. But like, for instance, like on your old site, there was a website that was on your server that was just there, is forgotten about, not really taken care of anymore. But there are some old plugins that were out of date and had some security vulnerabilities that allowed a hacker to insert malware into it. So that's the kind of stuff that people don't really know about. Even just a basic thing, if you have a website, some of the basic things that you want to do is at least update the software bi-weekly, and then also make sure that things are continually to stay like updated, change your passwords every couple months, just basic stuff like that. And then make sure that you always have a backup of your website in case there is ever an issue with it too.
And the funny thing about backups and of websites is you never realize that you need them until you need them. And yeah. So what I recommend is that everyone who's listening get a backup right here, right now, create a plan just in case before you need it. And in fact, Brandon actually has a really awesome resource for you guys, which is called Is Your Website Safe? You guys can check that out above this video, below this video, or at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. Now, Brandon, you also do quite a bit of like development and design of websites, which is awesome. And you create gorgeous websites. You created my website, rachelpeterson.com, and I've loved it. And we obviously are going through so many different iterations over the next few years, and you're like the go-to for that. But you become really passionate when you talk about security and maintenance and technical support. Why is that so important when you work with entrepreneurs?
Because, I mean, if you think about it, you put so much time and effort into making it, making your business what it is. Like, whether it's creating a new lead magnet or creating a new page, new website, anything like that, all those hours you put into it, if you don't have it secure, you don't have it backed up, and then you lose it, you're back at ground zero again. You may have all, you may know what you did, but you have to go back and redo all that work. So that's one of the things like you really want to focus on and make sure like you have that. That's like buying car insurance. If you have car insurance, you pay for it every month and you hope you don't have to use it, but you know it's there in case it's something bad does happen with it.
I love that. So you have to have a proactive kind of approach to having a website versus the amount of time spent in reactivity can be astronomical compared to the front end approach, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. So one question I have is how many websites do you, are you able to tell just by looking at a website whether or not it's secure?
For the most part, I mean, there's some tall tale signs. When you look at a site and one, it doesn't say that they have an SSL certificate installed. So it says that the website's not secure, or there's just some broken links, that kind of stuff. All those things really kind of go into a factor on whether or not people are staying up to date and monitoring the site, for one. Like if there's a broken link on a website, we're notified right away and we help fix those links or we take them down. So people aren't clicking on stuff and getting like a 404 error and wondering what's going on. So it's stuff like that that really kind of stands out. Other than that, there are different ways to check to see if like a plugin is outdated. And that's one thing that hackers do quite a bit, that if there's like a certain plugin version that's out of date, rather than just saying, hey, let's search every website for it and just look for this one plugin, they can do a mass search on the internet and find the ones that are out of date. So that's how they find those sites that really may not even have a lot of traffic to it, and they can still hack those ones because that plugin shows up for it.
So there's more behind the scenes though than just the security side of things, right? I think it's kind of like when you first buy a home and suddenly you find out all the stuff that goes along with it besides the usual rent, right? Now it's a mortgage, now you have utilities, now you have X, Y, and Z, all these crazy things, HOCs, right? Okay, so one question I have is what else is included in like the technical and maintenance side of the website?
So one thing that I do for a lot of my clients is, most of them are hands off. They have a website, they know they need to have it and use it, but they don't necessarily want to learn the whole platform. So they'll send me content or pictures or text or anything like that, and for me to upload and just basically make it to where they don't even have to go into the back of the end of their website. Obviously they still can, and I teach them how to do that, but it's a nice like sense of ease when they can just send something over to me. They know it's going to get done. So that's a huge reason why clients go with that as well. So it's just one of those nice things, especially for like uploading like blog posts and all those other little things. Taking more off of someone's plate is always helpful for any business owner.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing you mentioned as well, I'm so not well-versed in SEO. I probably shouldn't admit that here, but that's not my specialty. You mentioned that having 404 links and broken links can be an issue when it comes to safety and security. But to the best of my knowledge, it's also something that affects SEO. You know a little bit about SEO, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want to tell us a little more about that? So,
as far as like the broken links, if Google will sit there and they'll scroll the pages, they'll make sure that everything is working properly. And Google's job is basically to give their users the best experience when searching for something. So if they're sending them to a website that has the broken links, the user's not going to have a good time there. They're going to have to go back, research, and do that. But really, Google's idea is to give them the best experience so they continue to go back and use the services. So having stuff on there and making sure that you're using the proper kind of tags so if they know where to send them, proper kind of keywords, and then also making sure that the website's working properly at all times. That, those kind of things are the things that are really going to help stand out with that, so they know that they can continue sending visitors there with, for a good experience. That's the main thing behind it.
That's super helpful. You'll notice, like, Brandon's a very humble person, so he's not going to be the first to, like, brag on himself, but I have to brag on him because when he built out my website and then managed the technical and maintenance side of it, an SEO company looked at my website and it had like a 98%, they called it like a green light score. They were like, holy crap, there's nothing like technically broken with your website. They were like, we've actually never seen this. Can you put us in touch with your tech guy? And I was like, yes. And now you do quite a bit of work with them because yeah. The work that you do is very, very technically sound, and that's powerful. Okay, so if people wanted to learn more about you and kind of where they can find more, you have some awesome resources, right?
Yep, definitely. So like as far as if anyone who wants to learn a little bit more about doing the maintenance themselves, I have a link. If you just go to behurst.media/isyourwebsitesafe, then you can go there and download that. Another one that I would highly recommend to anyone who is looking to get a new website done and they aren't sure what they need done for it or how to work with it. If you go to behurst.media/case study, Rachel Peterson, that one is going to show you a strategy completely behind like our Rachel's website and show like walk you through every little step on the homepage, like why we laid out different things on there and just give you a nice overview on how everything works with it.
And once again, we've linked to those beneath this video, above this video, or at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. Brandon, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, you guys. We'll catch you in the next episode in this series. Bye.